It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the lead up to the contentious November election, candidates are trying to attract voters from every demographic, but one group of voters has always been the most reliable.
The U.S. Census Bureau reports that voters who are 65 or older consistently vote at rates of more than 70%. That's the highest turnout of any age group. And Wisconsin is an aging state. One in four residents is projected to be 65 or older by 2030.
So what do these voters care about, and how are they weighing the choices they'll face at the polls in 2 weeks? Alex Brower is here, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans. Alex, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me on the program, Kate.
So older Wisconsinites, hugely important at the ballot box. What are the top concerns that you are hearing among retired Wisconsinites?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot from retirees about this election. Our organization, the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans, organizes seniors and union retirees to support unions and to support union-endorsed candidates and to advocate for seniors and their issues. And in that advocacy, we've been finding that seniors are extremely concerned about the outcome of this election. First of all, because they believe that they deserve a quality and dignified retirement. And a lot of them believe that that's at risk in this election, specifically when it comes to Social Security. We have a campaign right now called Save Social Security that we're working with the Social Security Workers Union on. And as we're going around the state and talking to seniors, people are extremely concerned, especially when some politicians are calling for Social Security to either be privatized or benefits reduced or somehow the program changed in a way that would result in less benefits for people or jeopardize the financial health of the trust fund. As your listeners might be aware, all the money that people pay into Social Security through their their payroll tax deductions, the FICA deductions, goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. And that trust fund is, yes, projected in approximately 10 years to not be able to pay out all of the benefits to beneficiaries. So everybody's aware of this issue, but there's different approaches saving that program, right, and making sure that the trust fund can pay out 100% of benefits going forward. So some politicians have proposed things like cutting Social Security benefits, just formalizing that potential reduction. What we're advocating for and what we're hearing from a lot of seniors all over the state is that they are not interested in that happening, that they've earned the benefits that they're due. Right. And so we're calling for Social Security to be expanded by having the richest Americans pay their fair share by eliminating something called the contribution and benefits base in Social Security, which basically doesn't have the richest Americans paying in. So basically, if you're paying payroll taxes right now, which most of your listeners are and most Americans are, you are only taxed up to $168,600 for your FICA contributions, which go into the Social Security Trust Fund. So that's one of our issues that we're talking about, and that's resonating tremendously with seniors. And so people are very concerned, you know, about the outcome of this election and they're not being, and Social Security either being reduced or not there going forward, in addition to other programs as well.
Alex, what do you make of the way that the candidates are talking to older voters on the campaign trail?
Well, we're seeing a lot of huge differences. Right. I mean, I think that in a lot of ways, you know, conservatives are pandering to base fear and scarcity mentality going on right now. And what I mean by that is that I believe, and a lot of folks, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners believe, that there is enough resources in this country and in this world to make sure that every human has their needs met and can thrive. And I believe that some politicians don't actually believe that. And they're playing to people's fears about whether there's going to be enough resources in the future going forward. Mm-hmm. And that, frankly, is shameful, right? Because we can do this. This nation has faced greater adversity than we're facing right now in our past. And we came through it. And we could do that again with all of the issues that we're facing, right? Including how we take care of people who are retired and deserve to be able to rest at the end of their lives. And so I can tell you, you know, there's a lot of proposals related to, a lot of seniors are also caring about home health care and home care once they're, you know, when they, as people age and you can't take care of yourself as much as you'd like to. You know, there's the issue of how do we accomplish that, right? And it's extraordinarily expensive and costly in our society to put people in places like nursing homes or long-term care facilities. And if we can accomplish that, that care in someone's home where they've lived, that would be absolutely tremendous. And I can tell you right now, and for your listeners, that you know, Kamala Harris has proposed that that home care be added, long-term care, excuse me, be added to Medicare as well. So that's one of the issues we're hearing about too, people wanting to remain in their homes
Aging in
as
place,
they age.
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We're talking about issues that impact older voters in this election with Alex Brower, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans. Alex, seniors and everyone is being inundated by advertising. Donald Trump has argued that increased immigration will affect Social Security benefits. Let's listen to one of his ads.
Attention seniors. Kamala Harris has promised amnesty for the 10 million illegals she allowed in as border czar, making them eligible for Social Security. Studies warn this will lead to cuts in your Social Security benefits.
Could increased immigration have an impact on Social Security benefits?
I'm going to tell you, Kate, I almost laughed hearing that ad. So increased immigration, yes, it would have an effect on Social Security benefits because we need more younger workers paying FICA contributions into the Social Security Trust Fund. So immigrants, and first of all, I'll just say this, that, you know, no human being's status is illegal, right? So folks who are undocumented immigrants and coming into this country and potentially not abiding by the laws that we have, they're still contributing. They're coming here because they want to work. And we need them to work. We have jobs that are unfilled right now. I was just talking to somebody in an industry where they're desperate for people. So immigrants strengthen this country. And in a literal sense, immigrants strengthen Social Security by contributing the contributions out of their payroll deductions. And so we need folks to come here, work hard, and that's what they want to do. I have not met an immigrant yet who doesn't want to work and contribute to this country and enjoy, you know, the great things that this country has to offer. So I would, and when we've talked to seniors, I will admit that this is an issue that is concerning seniors. When we're having conversations with seniors across the state, people are concerned about this. But when presented with the facts that more immigration and more folks working means more contributions to Social Security, people are actually, I mean, you know, the word amnesty is silly, but people are in favor of immigration reforms that will allow people who are currently here a legal path and a path that will allow them to become citizens of this country and continue to contribute. And so, yeah, I mean, I will, you know, people are concerned about that. And so Donald Trump, but like I said before, his campaign and other campaigns are playing to the base fears and of individuals that don't actually align with the facts on the ground.
Well, let's hear a bit of another campaign ad. This is from a Democratic PAC. It's called Progress Action Fund, attacking the Republican Party.
Doctor, he's flatlining.
We need to get him into surgery.
Sorry, you can't do that.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we defunded Medicare, and we're not paying for this surgery.
Defunded Medicare. What do you make of this claim?
Well, so that, I mean, I haven't heard yet a proposal from a conservative to specifically cut funding for surgeries or anything like that. You know, out that's out there right now. So there may be some hyperbole to that ad, but I'll say that the main issue that they're getting to, the question of whether Medicare funding will exist in the future or not, is extremely real. So what a lot of conservative politicians are saying is they're saying something to this effect: we will keep benefits in place for current beneficiaries, whether they're talking about Medicare or Social Security. And what that's code for is, hey, seniors, you'll keep your benefits, but your kids and your grandkids will not enjoy those benefits. So that is probably the most likely proposals if the conservatives take over that they will, you know, work to implement. But seniors are seeing right through that too. I can tell you, beyond their own personal concerns, For their own financial and health well-being, seniors are extremely concerned about their kids and grandkids.
These political ads, they seem to be designed to scare older voters. Do you think that's an effective strategy?
I suppose it's effective if you're, you know, looking to further divide this country. I mean, personally, I would say that I think we should be the political ads and the conversation should be focusing on what politicians want to accomplish and what they will hope to achieve with the power that we give them on election day. So I guess it depends on your definition of effective. I mean, if we want to see an engaged electorate that fully understands the issues, right, and is engaged in a calm way with our elections, those ads don't accomplish that, right? And so, you know, that, so I'll leave it at that.
Alex, can you still hear us?
I can, yeah.
Okay, good. Your group has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Why has your group made an endorsement in this race?
The stakes are too high to not be involved in this election. And I would encourage all of your listeners to very carefully consider who they're casting a ballot for in November. The Biden administration has been one of the most pro-union administrations that we've seen in a generation. Our organization is made up primarily of union retirees. And so we are arm in arm with current organized labor. And one of the issues too that I would love to just bring very quickly to your listeners is the issue of pensions as well. Those are disappearing in the private sector. Now, the president can't just by fiat bring pensions back, but unions can, by negotiating with employers. So that's one of the main reasons that we endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, because of the track record that this administration has presented to working people overall, and not just retirees, but working people overall, so that we can have quality working environments and a safe, healthy, and dignified retirement.
Alex, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alex Brower is executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans. That's a group advocating for older Americans and unions.